Blackburn, Cotton Hick Katanji Brown Jackson's Support for Critical Race Theory, 1619 Project. By Joel B. Polak on March 22, 2022. Several Republican senators in Judge Katanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearing noted her recent support for critical race theory and the 1619 Project, both of which assert that the U.S. and its Constitution were founded on racism. As Breitbart News has reported, Judge Jackson gave a lecture in 2020 in which she said she had been inspired by critical race theory and its founder, Derrick Bell, who believed the Constitution was racist. She also praised the 1619 Project of the New York Times, which fraudulently claimed that the American Revolution was fought to defend slavery. In addition, she praised a Black Lives Matter protest in 2016 against police officers who were ultimately found not to have broken the law. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, kicking off the second session of opening statements on Tuesday, noted, less than 6 months ago, the Attorney General of the United States, himself a former judge, ordered that federal prosecutors, the FBI, and even the National Security Division of the Department of Justice be mobilized against parents who dared question the entrenched teachers' unions for poisoning their children with racist vitriol known as critical race theory. Later, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, added, "You have praised the 1619 Project, and you have made it clear that you believe judges must consider critical race theory when deciding how to sentence criminal defendants. Is it your personal, hidden agenda to incorporate critical race theory into our legal system? These are answers that the American people need to know." The hearing resumes Tuesday, and senators will have the opportunity to ask questions and hear Judge Jackson's answers. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.